Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Today, as we enter the fourth week of the trial of mobster James Whitey Bulger, the government is expected to call one of its most important witnesses to the stand in federal court in Boston. Few mob associates ever got closer to Bulger than Kevin Weeks, who was Bulger's right-hand man for over 20 years. So close, he became known as Bulger's surrogate son. Joining us this morning to talk about the testimony is WBUR senior reporter David Boeri. Good morning, and thanks for coming in this
Good morning, Bob.
So tell us more about Kevin Weeks' relationship to Bulger and why he's such an important witness for the government.
There's nobody that knew the secrets of the partners, Stephen Fleming and Whitey Bulger, Bob, better than Kevin Weeks. And Weeks hasn't seen Bulger since November 1996. So that's going to be a dramatic encounter today. Because nobody was more fiercely loyal to Bulger than Kevin Weeks. They were so close that he often was known as Bulger's surrogate son. And he's, as he's testified before, I did it all. And he saw Whitey's work up close, and very, very brutal work it was.
So what do we expect to hear when Kevin Weeks takes the witness stand today?
Kevin Weeks was an accessory, he says, to five murders. He saw and helped Bulger kidnap people. He says he saw Bulger blow the brains out of Bucky Barrett of John McIntyre. He saw Bulger strangle Debbie Hussey with his hands. He also saw Bulger machine gun two people on Northern Avenue, Michael Donahue and Brian Halloran. So he saw unimaginable violence, and this is what he's testified before, and he's going to be testifying about that this week, and this is what makes him so important, Bob.
At past trials, Weeks testified in two places about former FBI agent John Connolly that, among other things, he conveyed the message from Connolly to Bulger and his partners back in 1994 that it was time to take off because the authorities were getting close.
Right. He did that. And even after Bulger left and Fleming was arrested, both leaving him holding the bag of that operation, he still was forceful. He still was forceful in his loyalty to them. He had mafia soldiers coming by. He had other people coming by to collect money that was owed to them. But he remained loyal to Bulger. And then he found out a couple years later that Bulger and Fleming had been informants all along.
So in his mind, is that why he's working with the government now, working for the prosecution?
It's certainly a large part of that. I mean, he felt betrayed to the core. As soon as he was arrested in November 1999, he began cooperating. And by the way, as soon as he started cooperating, that's when they started finding the remains from the secret graves. Here's what Weeks told me in 2006.
Yeah, I cooperated, but I gave up a guy that was giving up everybody. It wasn't like I was giving up someone on the street. These people were doing a lot of damage. Not only were we killing people, but they were giving up other criminals. So, I mean, you can't say that I ratted on a rat. They were ratting on everybody. I stopped them.
The defense in this case so far, David, has seemed to manage to undercut some of the other major witnesses, painting pretty unsavory pictures of admitted killer John Matarano and corrupt FBI supervisor, the former FBI supervisor John Morris. How do you think they're going to challenge the credibility of Kevin Weeks?
Well, to go after the time served. He spent 5 years for his involvement, he acknowledges, as an accessory to five murders. So they're going to go after sweetheart deals. But again, when it comes to Kevin Weeks, he has the kind of corroboration that prosecutors love. He told them where they would find the bodies. They found the bodies where he told them they'd find them.
Well, what do you think Kevin Weeks' state of mind is right now as he approaches today's testimony and confrontation with Whitey Bulger? You keep in touch with Kevin Weeks.
Right, and I do. And when I talked to him a couple of years ago, and this was after Bulger was arrested, he said, you know, I believed in him my whole life. Since I was 18, I believed in this guy. So I asked him then, Bob, what it was going to be like to testify against him. Here's what he told me then.
Will it be difficult to look him in the eye and tell the truth? No. Will it feel good? No.
You know, in the last line of Kevin Weeks' first book, came out a few years ago, he writes, I hope they never find him. And so I asked him more recently, Bob, just a couple of weeks ago, why he'd written that. And his answer to me was as if I was an idiot. He said, what, you think I want to go through this? Well, going through this is what he's going to be doing this week.
And you'll be there listening to it today when he hits the witness stand today and this week. WBUR's David Boeri, thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
You're welcome, Bob.